Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me back again.
You know, I wanted to chat about a topic that the federal law enforcement is actually investigating, and that is a hack that compromised computer systems at Radisson hotels and resorts throughout the U.S. and Canada. Can you tell us a little bit more about this breach?
Well, from the information that I've seen, what happened was someone hacked into some of the Radisson hotel computer systems, and it was, I believe, about 400 hotels that were affected. But the data that the hackers may have accessed could include the name of the guest that's printed on the credit card or debit card, the actual credit card or debit card number, and the expiration date. If that's the limit of the information they got, it's not too damaging. Getting that little three-digit code or four-digit code on the back of the card makes things a bit easier for the bad guys. But there are lots of ways that the bad guys get information and can cross-reference it. So, you know, this is kind of a bit of a black eye for the Radisson. It's happened to other hotels as well, but it's not like a business-shaking event. However, I travel a lot. I stay at a lot of hotels throughout the world. And honestly, in general, hotel security around guest data is pretty dismal. I mean, I've been at hotels where they slide your bill under the door on your last night, but they don't slide it all the way under the door. So anyone walking down the hall can pull it out and open it and get a fair amount of information about you. One hotel I was at, and it's a pretty big-name hotel chain, my bill was left actually outside the door, as were all the other guests' bills. If I had been interested, I could have gotten a fair amount of information about these other guests as well. And when you go to the hotel business center computers, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of data can be left behind. And so I've come across in my research hotel reservations from Yahoo email accounts for the same hotel chain in a different city. So it definitely hurts to have the information compromised as Radisson had in this case, because you got credit card numbers.
Right.
But it really compounds the issue when they make it so easy, and I'm not picking on Radisson for this, hotels in general make it so easy for bad guys to also get other information if they're physically on the premises.
Right. Do you know, I guess, how the bad guys hacked in this case, and what should both, you know, Radisson and other hotel chains be doing to protect those computers?
Yeah, I don't know in this case. I didn't see any information on how the hackers got in, and I suspect they're not releasing it because it's an ongoing investigation.
Right.
But it's not just Radisson and other hotels, but businesses in general need to do things like hire penetration testers to ensure the integrity of their security, make sure that they've got really robust security. Employee training is huge. It's quite possible that the computers in this case were compromised because an employee got phished. So teaching employees how to avoid phishing attacks, to understand that help desk doesn't tell them to change their password to something that help desk knows, you know, help desk doesn't say, change your password to 1*259. I mean, it could look like a great password, but help desk doesn't tell you what to set your password to. If help desk calls you on the phone and you don't actually know that person, and don't know his voice and all that, can't look him up in the global address book and call him back, don't believe it, because that's another common social engineering attack that's been around since Kevin Mitnick was hacking before computers, really, you know. So there are some standard security practices that are very overlooked, and organizations that want to protect the integrity of their customers' data need to look into this and do it right.
Absolutely, and I think the responsibility definitely lies on the business to keep customer information protected, but what can, if anything, the customer do, in this case, the hotel guests? How does this affect them? What can they do after the fact? And what could they do in the future when staying at a hotel in case something like this happened?
Well, in this case, the Radisson sent a letter to guests that had stayed during the period that they knew that they were vulnerable and offered a year of free credit monitoring, free credit reporting, and right. guests should take them up on that. There's really nothing the guests can do other than monitor their credit card bills. Every year you can get a free credit report from the three biggest credit reporting agencies in the U.S. anyway. So, you know, keep on top of that stuff and watch out for these things. But once you hand that data over to someone else, you entrust it to them. And if they mess up, there's nothing you can really do to stop them. So, you know, take your normal precautions, and you can use credit cards with low limits for certain things, you know, which is what we call segmentation, actually. It applies to networks, but it applies to lots of things in life as well. So you can use specific credit cards for specific things and maintain limits that are only as big as you need.
Right.
But in the end, you just have to live life and understand that, you know, each time you get in your car and go to a movie, you put your life at risk because of a car accident. So do what you can to do it right, mitigate risk, but don't live your life being afraid of everything.
Good point, and definitely a fair one. So thanks so much, Randy, for taking the time to explain a little bit more about this breach in detail and what folks can do to stay protected and what businesses should be doing as well. If you have a question for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at esetresearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.